Welcome back to the Little Mo Show. I'm your host, Lil May.
And this your boy, Skeet Carter. I'm the co-host that's going down at the Little Mo Show. And I'm turned up because I'm always turned up.
I see.
That's what we do here.
You got on your Zeezys. Those are Zara Yeezys.
Hey, why you telling everybody where I copped up at?
Because I'm trying to get you a check, boy.
Look, man, listen. It's going down, man. We got some dope guests on the couch right now.
Yes. You know what I'm saying?
Two times.
Yes. Yeah. Wait, man, you turned down, Cass. You don't never sleep.
I need some Douce.
Do we got some Douce in the building?
Yeah, we got to look around.
We got some Luce. Nah, that's a Lucy cigarette. $3 for $1.
Yeah, what's going on?
And we got Casanova and Jazz, a.k.a. the Jazzanovas. Ain't that what social media call y'all?
Yeah, like, Jazzanova.
The Jazzanova.
She made that up.
Oh, for real? I like that, though. I was like, I think we need an old LaVert remake. Jazzanova. And y'all come in and be lit. Thank y'all so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you for having us.
I'm just like, y'all are one of the hottest couples to me in the game. And even though y'all are in the industry, y'all are so like non-industry, it's like a shame. Y'all are the coolest. Y'all never sleep, but y'all always together. And I always say, because Kaz is known, like, he always put the gorilla and he just so lit. But his queen that be with him, she's so laid back, just chill.
Total opposite.
They say opposites attract. Yeah. But how do that work? Like, he be so, do you ever be like, if you don't calm your ass down, Cass?
All the time.
Oh, for real?
All the time, yes.
But she like that.
I gotta be calm. I gotta, if we can't both be turned up.
Really?
I be wanting her to be turned up.
He want me to. I can't do that.
She turn up for a half a second every day. Just a half a second. She might give me a little dub. I'd be like, oh, it's lit. I'm done. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because, you know, usually they say when someone's outside, like, you'll be the lit one. And then at home, Jazz is like Cass at home and Cass is Jazz outside.
Nah.
You really just all the time just chill.
Nah, I'm turned up at home. You don't can tell.
Turn up
don't
a little
front.
Bit.
She trying to talk about the bedroom.
She trying to talk about the bedroom.
That don't count.
Two times.
what does the two times? What does that stand for?
Me and my friend Ja, we kind of made it up. It was at the time. It was like we did everything together.
Okay.
We got everything together. Whether he got a chain, I got a chain. So it's basically like want what you want for someone else, for yourself, like for your brother.
Dope.
You
know what I'm saying? Okay.
So Ja gone and she here, and I got crashed, so I'm good.
Dude, that's what's up. How long y'all been together? How long y'all been rocking, kicking,
forever.
Doing this thing?
Forever.
For a long time.
I always like to ask the question because we never know the amount of days and time. So you'd be like, a long time. And she like, you know, I was 14, my 2 years. How long?
I never get it right. She could say it.
We first got together in 2005, but
okay,
you know, we broke up, got back together, you know, on and off, regulars.
But still, thing. Like you sustained the test of time, because there was a time that you were incarcerated. You was at Rikers.
Yeah, nah, I was up north.
Up north.
Like, I went to Rikers, then went up north to like, damn, you know, Elmira, Auburn, stuff like that.
Those are the real jokes.
Yeah.
What you was locked up for?
Robbery.
And I heard he was stabbing everybody when he was in there.
For real?
I heard he was a stab king.
Wait.
She was robbing too with
For
me,
real?
Too.
Wait.
Yeah,
so
you trying to
like
ease off. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yo, so it's
lit. I was the lookout.
No, because I say, me and my husband, I said, yo, we catch charges together. We had an assault charge, a gun charge, that shit. Like, even though, like, we can laugh about it now, be like, yo, remember we went through that? But when you actually going through it, when you only get that one, that real life one. So you got your one. But it's just like to hold it down when, how long was you locked up for?
7 years of change.
Damn. I will go crazy after one day. I can't even sit here still. I didn't take a break. I didn't even stop this.
Yeah.
So, like I'm bugging because I see what the judge gave me, and everybody's losing their mind. 7 years. When they said that, was you just like, fucking, I'm going to eat that? Or was you just like, are you serious?
Nah, I knew I could have got more time because I was like guilty.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I think the judge gave me a break because I was young.
Okay.
So he was like, I remember he told me, he said, either you want to see your daughter in kindergarten or you want to see her when she getting married. He ain't had to make me. I just was looking like, you know what? Let me take that time. Give me that time. You right. And then I just took my time.
And so then from there to where you are now, what Like, what went through your mind was just like, you know, I'm going to take this rap thing and I'm going to maximize. I'm going to tell what I went through so nobody else has to go through it, and I'm going to show you how to do this.
Once they started paying me for it.
Hello? Oh, that being a check, please.
Yeah. Once they started paying me, I was like, hold on, I could do this. I could go to the club, get free bottles, turn up with my people, get how many people I wanted. Oh, this is good. Because you kind of, especially when you're a street dude, you kind of get trap money to go to the club to get the girls.
Yeah.
So now you subtract that. I have to pay. My girl could come in. Her friends could come in. We could turn up and go home for free. And you paying me?
Oh, this is lit.
I got to do another one. I got to get that in.
I first seen y'all on the internet. I think it was one of the challenges that was going on.
Yes, like, I was just about to get to it.
How I go again?
What challenge was it?
How I go?
It was Butter D challenge.
No, that's
and it
how
it
go.
Viral.
How I go?
How it go?
How I go?
Cause you see, killed that.
Let me
between Jazz and Erykah Badu.
How I go?
Yeah, what's up? We here, smile.
Yeah, just a little song.
How I go? Little top, little bar. Let me hear that.
I could curse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little mo show. Everything go. What are you talking
fuck
about?
That shit.
I hold a gun for that dick.
Uh-huh.
See the cops and don't run for that dick.
Uh-huh.
Go on a road for that dick.
Uh-huh.
What if he says they hold for that dick?
Uh-huh.
I might propose to that dick.
Uh-huh.
Like Chrissy did Jim Jones for that dick.
Uh-huh. Come on, Bob.
No, that joke went viral.
Yeah, it was lit.
But then I noticed, too, y'all come out with, like, you had that for the challenge and reposted it. Social media take it down. You got set tripping, which is when I say I headbutted my kids, they all got whoopings. I went my dad, I took his Bible, smashed him over the head with it. No, I'm just kidding. But then they start taking it down. Like, soon as somebody start popping and Liddy, like, what's going on?
I don't know. I got some people in high places that just don't like me. I don't know. I might have pissed somebody off on the walk up, but I don't know.
That's
but,
crazy.
Yeah, they do it. Or maybe it's some girls. Or maybe it's.
But they
some
be
boys.
Reporting it?
Yeah, I guess
yeah,
flagging.
They gotta be reporting it.
You know what? I mean, that's corny. The whole part.
They supposed to respect my check, though.
Exactly.
Yeah.
My verified. They supposed to respect my check.
That's
they're
why
not
I was trying to figure out
check.
Why, like, why is they deleting it? And why is they feeling so hurt? Why is it hurting their heart so much? Because I'll be reposting. I'll be like, yo, this joint is crazy. That set tripping is lit.
A lot of people,
not even that. Boom, boom. Like, and everybody getting shot. Everybody in the church choir. Everybody at the...
Let me ask you this, right? Because you know now, like, you know, it was a time where the dancing music was in. Like, now, gangster rap, that's what's popping now, right? So as a fan, somebody that love, do you think lyrics get too gangster wears, though? If I'm a fan of yours, I'm scared to run up on you and be like, yo, man.
But you're not going to just run up on
me. It's not. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I'm asking a question as in, is it, you know, do you think, like, is it cool for a fan, as a man, you know what I mean, to run up on you like, I'm a fan, you know what I'm saying?
A couple people walk up and be like, yo, Cash, I like you, right? They give their distance, and I be like, yo, I reach my hand out, yo, what's going on? I don't take none of that. It's cool.
Right.
I appreciate it because that kind of gives me the strength, like, to go in there. I got to make some more music,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
once you know it's real, all you hear somebody bumping your music in the car, you like, that's me. Like, you want to knock on the door, like, yo, thank you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So it's good for somebody to, you know, show
good.
Their love, right?
It's okay. Good. As long as you ain't got a hoodie on.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to come up prepared. Make sure you look presentable for a handshake, and you can't, you know what I mean, hoodie all drawn. I know it's cold out, but if you got the mask on.
You said hoodie all drunk?
You know how they had a hoodie, they pull
a
string.
Oh, I thought you meant doing a collar.
No, they got it over the face, and you trying to come up and shake somebody's hand.
Yeah, it's not going south.
A handshake ain't coming back from that.
Everybody
gets shot. You get the wrong thing with that. But
I love your whole movement too. How like from the streets to touring with Chris Brown. Like your energy is crazy. You battle everybody from. I saw you battle Justin Combs on the dance floor.
Yeah.
Is that still a do over situation? Who won that night?
He won. He got. He did a routine.
You
on
said
me.
It was cheat. He cheated.
Yeah, he did a routine.
He
on
did
me.
Old Diddy routine.
Yeah, he did a Diddy routine.
So when can we expect that battle?
Next time the Deuce in the system is going down. You know how we do once it's in our system. We turn all the way up.
It really be lit. So ain't no party like a two-times party, because a two-times party don't stop.
It don't stop.
What could we expect from you? Because you got the music, the album. Where we at with it?
Yeah, I'm in the process of doing another deal with the Top Dogs right now. So I'm just waiting. As soon as that's
Top
done.
Top Dogs, is that Kendrick Lamar?
No, the Top Dogs. Not Top Dogs, like I didn't want to say no names.
Head, okay.
I just said the top dog.
Oh, because I'm about to say we TDE was scissoring. We was scissoring now. I said we was scissoring.
Yeah. So basically, I'm just handling that, and after that it's lit because I got to work, so I'm just gonna put it out. I kind of was distracted with a lot of different kind of music. A lot of people telling me, "Nah, you should do this. This is not right, or this is not radio friendly."
Yeah,
and I just put out a record, and it's all over the internet in a week. You know what I'm saying? So I got confused. I'm like, hold on. They just told me don't do stuff like this.
This
is working. So you know what? I'm going back to what I know. You're going
to hear
a lot of
boom, boom. That's what they told me, and everything I did worked.
Cuttings going on, chains getting yapped. I'm going to bring it back to that essence.
That's honestly, I think, what New York hip-hop was missing, because so much of, matter of fact, hip hop was missing it, because so much came, everybody was, remember, it was the snap movement, mm-hmm. Everybody was dancing, all in the club, mm-hmm. in the video, signing to Death Row. So now it's back to that, all right, let's take it back to the essence, and then let's give these people what they want, mm-hmm. because sometimes you just want to go in the club, like that set tripping record, when it comes on, it just gives me, remember when Annie Up used to come on?
Yeah,
that
yeah.
MOP feel?
Yeah.
Like, I just wanted to rip my whole front door open and just swing them in. Like this. I don't know. So, like, when you did that, was that, like, the goal in mind? Is be like, yo, this is going to, your music puts people in a, it makes them feel a type of way.
Yeah. You know, I kind of stole, I think, Chris Brown method. You know, like, go to the studio, any mood you in. Mm-hmm. However you feel. If you're feeling down, you're going to make some down music. If you're feeling up, you're feeling angry, you want to punch somebody in the face, that's what's going to come out. So you hear that beat, and the first thing that just come like, punch you in your face, motherfucker, I'll knock your teeth out.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't even got no crew, but I'm
going to
I don't even got no team. These niggas, they got bandanas on them. I'm like, I don't got nobody, but we ready.
But that first sentence, punch you in your face. Jazz, do you ever listen to me like, well, babe, you shouldn't have been in that harsh.
No,
maybe
she like that. She like, yes, daddy, yes.
I told him that.
Do that.
That's what he need to do.
See, she like
wow.
that shit.
Yeah.
Like, why you think he
I like that coming out his mouth.
See?
You know, like
I feel you,
because that's what like that's that. Believable coming from him. Like, you know, gotcha. his background and stuff. So everything else is not really believable.
She just be hating on the girl music because she don't
no,
be liking.
I'm not.
She don't be liking when the girls repost me. Girls repost me still. She be hating. She probably be flagging it. She like, I don't like that. I don't like that because you're going to have to do a video with a girl.
But you want to know what? Like, a lot of these chicks do be. How do you deal with that, Jazz? A lot of these. Let me tell you something. I'm not going to give away all my secrets, but I see a lot from, I would say, from my side of things. Like, me and my husband been together. This is going on. We've known each other. This is going on, 16 years. But we've been going on together. This is going on our fifth year. When I first got with him, everybody, oh, Dynamite, da 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 da, the boxer, whatever. Boom, they was like, everybody trying to figure out what the fuck you want to do with him, da 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 da. He old news, his baby mother's is trash, like all this crazy stuff. Now all of a sudden, everybody like, hey, big head, bitch. sending emoji, like, I see the DMs, and I'm like, but this bitch was just in the comment section laughing at some shit that she don't even know nothing about, mm-hmm. and she don't know. Like, we put the mask on and knock their teeth out.
Remix, Lobo Remix, put the mask on and knock your teeth out.
Knock your weave out, bitch.
Rock
be leaning like this. Out. Bitch, whole ponytail be all over here. But yeah, how do you deal with, like, these chicks that just be, like, coming out of nowhere? I'm like, first of all, I would tell these chicks, they be like, oh, your wife acting all some way on the show. Bitch, I'll treat you like a kid. I said, bitch, you can't even deal with that split. My husband's a Gemini. You can't even deal with that split personality. You don't know what fabric softener he like his clothes to smell like. You don't know what side of the bed he like to like. Bitches really think that they can walk in your shoes. How do you deal with that?
I don't pay them no. First of all, you see, I'm always here. Mm-hmm. I'm always around, so I don't give them a chance.
And, I know that's right.
You know? But I don't pay that no mind. He already know. Girls be lying. They lie. Yeah. They say, I'll treat you this. Cause that's what I lie to him too. Like, when I first got with him, I tell him what I want to tell him. When I get him, I'm comfortable.
Yo, niggas,
yeah, she's swindling me. What?
He already know.
Don't worry. Like, I ain't going to sweat you like that. Like, you could do whatever
thing.
You want. Like, just make sure I'm good. I'm going to be in the crib. Soon as I moved in with her, where you going? I'm going to the bar with my friend. I'm coming.
Exactly.
So oh, man. Look, I done sold my soul to the devil.
We be liking that, though. We talk that shit. We wanted somebody.
Nah, that's you.
No, he like that.
You
know nah. If I ain't on him, like, he want to know what's going on. If I'm not on him, it's something wrong. Oh,
when they ain't paying us with mine, we know it's a problem.
Don't worry. I'm not worried about none of that. I got friends in higher places. They got her phone tapped. I know all her conversations.
He more crazy than me.
Mm-hmm. Have he ever popped up on you? Because my husband really, everybody was like, I think that was supposed to say my husband popped up.
I can't go nowhere. Where he popping up?
He told me, he said, I know where you at all time.
If he ain't there, I can't go. That's why you think I'm partying with him all the time. If I ain't partying with him, I ain't partying.
Yeah, that's the handcuffs. That's what she signed up for.
That's what my husband say. Yo, that's crazy. I really be places. He be like, yeah, I see you. And I'm like, you're not even here. Nigga, send me a whole picture of me sitting there like this.
That's peaking. Crazy. That's crazy.
Peaking. And then I made, he got a little of his feelings because I just shot a video. And even though he wound up being the leading man because we shot the video.
Oh, you a punk.
Wait, no.
You let him come late? I saw that.
No, what happened was.
Wait, what happened?
You let him come late on Love & Hip Hop.
We were supposed to. No, she I wasn't going to let him come there at all.
And I knew he was going to win. Talking about you had to work hard, baby.
Because sometimes you gotta.
The same bedroom moves he using on the camera.
You know, because what happened was, first he wasn't gonna be in
there. She know
it.
About it. No, you can't.
I knew he wasn't gonna have no other leading man. But sometimes you gotta let a nigga know this is business. Hey, you know what I mean?
That's what I'll be telling her. This is business. If I do a video with a smooth song, it's business.
No, it's business that I had to audition because he already had the part. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So but you know what's crazy? He had to do
already had a part, nigga.
Yeah.
So that means she got to do all of all
my music videos?
But I picked, no, he has to. All right, so we got to finish the video. We
I put her in Don't Run. You ain't see her with the gun?
For real?
Yeah.
I got to be in the gangster part, right?
But that's lit because at the end of the day, it's best to have who you with. Who you with. But in this, all right, so now we got to shoot the rest of the video literally tomorrow. But I picked the girl who's going to be the girl in the video, and I already know she got a man, so I already know she's going to be the right time. I say, I'm about to diddy this whole thing. Uh-huh. You going to be this, I'm going to be that, she going to be this, and then she going to leave. Because I know she ain't, you know what I mean? That's how it works. A happy life, happy wife. Or no happy night.
Exactly.
Y'all crazy, man. Look, I'm glad y'all came in.
You sound like you single like a dollar.
Nah.
Hey, listen,
he
man, right? Don't be trying to worry about what's going on over there. We asked the questions. You on a little Mo show. He called it. Don't be trying to ask me no questions.
Would y'all ever do reality TV?
Nah.
Because y'all have the personality for it.
They were trying to get me on Love & Hip Hop.
Why do you think I wore a shirt?
I couldn't. At first, I almost was with it.
Okay.
What happened?
Till I saw one episode when the guy was like, y'all really made her do this? They made y'all do this? He was crying. I said,
Oh, that was Atlanta.
Yeah, I said, I can't do it because if they try to pull out some skeletons out of my closet, everybody getting shot.
Boom,
the cast, everything. We taking this for real.
Oh, my God.
It worked.
And I'm shy, so.
And I don't even want no skeletons out of her closet. Shoot.
Yeah. I'm so glad my skeletons don't be telling.
Yeah, we can't take it, man. We can have. I don't know what world.
They Love & Hip Hop will find it.
They I don't know. No, because what it is even before you sign on, I know
they sign from the dirt.
But you know what's crazy? They don't even have to look. Motherfuckers find them.
Yeah,
they be like, oh, as soon as they put out that cast photo, they be like, oh, I used to go with da 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 da. And if they feel that it. So, honestly, nothing is ever forced. That's motherfuckers who just be like, oh, yeah, that motherfucker thought that this wasn't, I wasn't his girl, and so what, I have a beard?
I got this video, this old video that
they digs up everything. And then some of the stuff.
That's why I ain't jacking it. I ain't going up there.
But what if they switch it around just a little bit? Or what if they offered you what if someone offers you your own show? Like the Jazz and Nova, Life with Kaz, even remember how T.I. did like the Road to Redemption, how they do like their own specials that go.
I don't know. I would have to think about it. I would have to, because I don't.
Well, you in total control, then you could say.
Yeah, maybe if I was in total control, and I could be like, nah, we ain't doing that.
Yeah.
But we have fun, though. We be lit.
Definitely. Because, you know, T.I. and Tiny had the family hustle. And, I mean, they had Tiny control that whole situation. Everybody's like, well, Tip, Tiny, this is what we going to do. This is what we going to sit like.
Jazzy too shy. She going
to
be like.
Tiny shy, too. But I'm telling you, we smart. We know how to manipulate and manage a whole situation and run a whole household.
Maybe I gotta check the numbers with the numbers looking like. Hey, look, numbers will change your mind. You be like, no. Be like, yes, yes. It's lit.
I seen people put relationship goals at a picture of y'all, so y'all got people tuning in. I think a lot of people would tune in. And if it goes your way, if it could be ran the way y'all wanted to run, I think it'd be
dope. I know it'd be fun. Like, when I say they're super fun, like, I don't like to hang. People, I don't hang with everybody, but they be like, well, we out. Yeah, we was in Miami. My husband was driving. They was like, all right, y'all going to drive. All right, we going to stop by this chicken spot.
It was tight.
I was like, what time? Did y'all want to take a nap first? They was like, nah, we going here. I was like, Jazz, you not tired? He was like, no. I said, whoa, just drop me off at the hotel. I'm not driving far. And then they went out after that. I said, whoa.
Yeah, so we one turned thing up. I know is, we put you out for like 2 days out of commission.
Yeah, I couldn't
came back, though. She come back.
Yeah, she come back.
But I was hanging on by a thread. Mm-hmm. All my braids were sweated out, and I only had one. Mm-hmm. Can you let everybody know where they can find you on social media if they not?
Casanova_2X. Follow me on everything, Facebook, Twitter. What's that? Back page, too?
I'm swaggy.jazzy_2x. I only got Instagram.
Yeah, because I saw, she said, I don't got no Twitter. Let
There's
me be
so many
great.
Fake pages.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I got a Facebook, a Twitter. I got a back page that. Too.
Oh my God.
I got all of that.
Man,
people are really crazy, but that's when you know you popping.
Right.
Because people do the craziest things and some of the craziest stuff happen. But I want to thank y'all for joining us today. Thank you so much to the Two Times family. Thank you so much to the OG Podcast Network for bringing the Little Mo Show to you. Thank you to everybody that tuned in. Thank you to the Next Level family. Thank you to, man, I'm so glad you're tuning in for my kids and my husband. Let me come here, because if not, then we ain't going to have no lights on in the house. Right. And I won't be able to get these nice sweatshirts and these Chanel boots. I'd be so hyped. I just want to sit like
those Chanel?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
I ain't see those
these
come out yet.
These I was hyped too.
Let me see. Where's the sign?
Right here.
And on the tip.
Oh, nah, those the Badoonka Dunks.
No, nah, let me stop. Well, no, no. I was like, he got the box and I was hyped. I was like, oh, I love when I be mad and I get an attitude, because then I get, yes.
Those is dope, though.
No, no, the 50, yeah, the boys say, you got those on the Dukes?
Yeah,
those Akis.
Yeah, the Akis, right, that's the phenomenal. But listen, thank y'all, man. Thank y'all for tuning in, man. It's your boy, Skeet Carter. Man, we had a ball. Thank you for tuning in to the Lil Mo Show, the show where you get a little bit Mo.
Yeah.
Y'all know more about them than you did before.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We got the juice. So make sure y'all tune in every time we are here, and we're signing off. Little Mo Show. Let's go.
Yep. Set Trippin'. Get that now, right? Click the link in his bio. Get that right
Set
now.
Set Trippin' is lit. Punch somebody in the face and knock their teeth out.
All of this. Just all be that. And try to whistle, bitch, if you ain't got no teeth.